Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the couplets and the ash'ar of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, which he had composed in the love of the muhabbat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The title is Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna, to live with the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to die with the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت مجھے ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ما بعد. We just heard this most beautiful poem of our dad, the Sheikh, the Sheikh of our Sheikh, our spiritual guide, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dama Barakatuhu, who is the principal of Darul Muzadwal. Our dad, the Sheikh, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatul Ali, came many years to our country in the early 90s. And subhanAllah, when Hazrat came at that time, nobody knew about him. But what dard and pain he had in his heart of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it was like a spark, like a flame that was burning. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahman from Pakistan, for 17 years he stayed with his Sheikh, 17 years in the jungle. Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. The prime of his youth he gave to his Sheikh to learn what is the love of Allah, what it is to have a heart that burns with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Prior to him coming to our country, we heard about it, but we didn't taste it. At that time when he came, from what I heard, Manish Patel Sahib Rahmatullah told Hazrat that time, Hazrat, we qualified from Darulum, and we were just lanterns, lamps that became rusty. And the oil inside became low, and the wick burnt out. Hazrat, you came, you filled up the oil, you polished it, you took out the rust, you put the wick once again, and you torched it. He touched it and how you made it burn, subhanAllah. What love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, Mawlana Harun Abbas, Umar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib wa barakatuhu. We can understand from these poems of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he will say that these are my babies, these poems have come from my heart. For Akhtar ka share here. This is Akhtar's share. His name was Hakim Akhtar. He said, these are my share. And these poems are actually complete bayans. They're not just poetry, very beautifully rendered, Allah Ta'ala accepted. But it's more like a bayan from the heart of Hazrat, they understand what it is to fall in love with Allah. Allah is that being for whom you should have love for. The pain of the heart, Ya Allah, I want to know who you are. Ya Allah, where are you? Where can I find you? Ya Allah, I need you, I can't live without you. Ya Allah, come into my heart, come into my eyes. Ya Allah, come into my life. But I can't live without you. Not that some makhluk takes hold of my heart, some woman or some girl or cell phone or some entertainment or some sport becomes the purpose of my life. Ya Allah, you must become everything to me. Become everything to me. All this glitter and glamour of dunya, hulwatun khadira, very sweet, attractive. Ya Allah, you must just fade away from my eyes. And I have eyes only for you, my Allah. In everything I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he was given the title Arif Billah. The one that recognizes Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Arif Billah refers to those close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they find Allah ta'ala in every atom, iota of this, they find the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they find the nuqtas and the points of how to turn the hearts of people to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib, he would say sometimes he'd wake up at tahajjud time, and he saw him, alhamdulillah, had the opportunity of sitting in his majalis. And now he would stop the bayan all of a sudden, and the heart would just become brimming with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and those warm tears would flow down his cheeks. He said, I can't help it. I can't help the love that is pumping in my heart for my Allah. He will wake up middle of the night and he will call Abdul Hamid Sahab to quickly call Maulana. Maulana will come to his room in Karachi. He says, Maulana, Allah Ta'ala has put this in my heart right now, and he will start his poetry. He will start writing. He said, I can't help this love. He seen my body in my 17 years of his youth now spent with the Shaykh to learn the love of Allah. You see what the Allah Ta'ala has have in their heart that they want to give the ummah. They understand who Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is. How pleasurable it is. How enjoyable it is to obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to give up our sins, to give up our gunas, and to worship Allah. One sajda becomes so pleasurable, you don't want to lift your head. But dear Allah, I feel this connection with you. Allah's connection is there. It is for us now to make that himmat and that courage. And these poetries and these poems are so beautiful, as it explains to us, Tari Ashiqo Majina, Tari Ashiqo Marna. Where Hazrat says now, that, O Allah, to die, to live amongst your lovers, Ashiq means your lovers, O Allah, to live amongst your lovers and to die amongst them. Ya Allah, I want to live amongst them, I want to die amongst them. In that group of Sadiqeen, pious ones, the pious ones that are true in their love and loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't break their connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today my connection, very quickly it breaks with Allah. But they have such a nisbat and connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that they connect others also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I want to live amongst them, I want to die amongst them. And the easiest way to taqwa and piety is to live amongst them. To hold their hand, to visit them, sit in their company. Alama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says that khalituhum, khalituhum. They stay with them, interact with them, in and out. Say ana jana, come and go. Khalituhum litakunu mithlahum. That go and sit with them, talk with them, ask them. And they all have time. Many a time shaitan will give this deception and doka. That, you know, he's very busy now. He's very busy now. Don't go now. Don't trouble him. This is all a deception of shaitan now. That the imam was very busy, or the alim was very busy, or the sheikh was very busy. He was reading Quran, he was making a dhikr. The reality is now that he's sitting there waiting for somebody to come and ask. Nobody is too busy. Person has come with an open heart to find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nobody is too busy. But shaitan will put this thought in the mind that, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. We make the contact and we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah ta'ala will solve our problems. Allah has a system in place. That all these problems we have of the heart and the nafs that is pounding the heart, how to sort it out? Who will control it? Who will help me? Who will throw me a lifeline? Who will throw me a rescue jacket, life jacket? Who is there? Allah has kept the system already. In Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We read in Quran every day. Ya Allah, show us the straight path. Show us the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already made tafsir. That how will you get sirat mustaqim? Allah didn't just leave us like that. That make dua, and some miracle will happen. Allah has made a complete system. That, oh Allah, show us the straight path. Sirat al-ladina. The path of those men whom you have favored. The path of those men who you have favored. If you want Sirati Mustaqim, you're going to go to those men who are upon the Sirati Mustaqim. They will help us, they will pull us out from the gutters. From what worries we have, depression we have, what's going through our life. Allah has made in every period of time those men of His that will be there to assist us and help us. There's never a time to be depressed that who is there will help me. Who will give me a helping hand? Who will assist me? Allah has already made the system. But shaitan makes it so difficult enough that, no, don't go ahead. Don't go ahead. If you give up your sins and your gunas, you give up your cell phone and all your extra haram activities you have, then there will be no meaning to life. Life will become dry. You won't enjoy it anymore. No more sports, no more entertainment. What are you going to do in life? Now you're going to become pious, you're going to grow a beard, wear a topi, and do all these things. There will be no more fun in your life now. But go ahead and try it. Beautiful example, ulama give, that you put a child now on a table and you tell the 3-year-old child that jump, I'll catch you. Jump, I'll catch you. The child is afraid. The child is afraid. He says, no, I'll fall. Father says, jump, I'll catch you. He says, no, I'll fall. He says, jump, Abba will catch you. When the child jumps and the father catches him, the thrill that goes to the heart of the child, what he says? Again. He says, again. Put me again. Put me again. Till the father gets tired now. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, jump, I'll catch you. Jab I'll catch you. Leave the sins and gunas, I'll catch you, my banda. I'm there for you. I'm your Sahara. I am Sahara. I'm your support of life. Koi hamara nahi. Allah, there's no one for us. Allah, you are our support in life. Allah says, jump for me. And say, I will catch you. You'll never fall. And then when you say, Allah will catch you, what you'll enjoy now? Going in the path of Allah, spending time in the masjid, sleeping for 3 days, 10 days, 40 days in the path of Allah, giving up my home, my friends, my cell phone. And all this, going in the path of Allah, sitting with the mashayikh, going with majalis and khanqa. And you'll jump and then you'll find, then you see Allah again. Ya Allah again. Ya Allah, I want to jump again. When's the next majlis? When's the next 3 days? When's the next jamaat going? I'm ready. I want to give my life now. I'll give up my hair for Allah. I'll give up my outer appearance for Allah. Tabarak. Ya Allah, I'll give everything up. I'll give everything up for you because I found the enjoyment when I jumped. But the main thing is to take that jump for Allah. That Ya Allah, I'll jump for you and this year Allah will catch. And then where Allah Ta'ala will take us to where? Hazrat Hakim Sahib, you say, Ya Allah, in this tufan, the storm of your muhabbat and love, Ya Allah, I'm not looking for the shore. I'm enjoying it, Ya Allah. All these problems are coming, but it's taking me closer to you. Temptation is taking me closer to you. And I'm enjoying all these things, all these challenges of life, because I have someone's hand that I can hold. Wala Arifi Sahib, Dr. Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, from Karachi, he was a Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So he was in Karachi in Pakistan. Great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And his Shaykh Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani, Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great awliya of the time also, was his Shaykh, his spiritual guide, with whom he used to consult in regards to his Islahi Reformation life. So he would write letters to his Hazrat, that I've been counting this problem and that problem in regards to my spiritual life. How do I get out of it? This is a hindrance that is affecting me, whether it's pride, whether it's my anger. I can't control my eyes, I can't control my thoughts, I can't control my passions. So Allah Ta'ala has kept these spiritual doctors. So he says that, I would just write the letter. I would write the letter. Allah wants to see the talab and desire. That now I'm jumping, I'm taking the step forward. I'm coming to Allah. How Allah will make the Islam, how Allah will reform, how Allah will save us, how Allah will catch us. That's in the hands of Allah. I'll do what I have to do from my side. And how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will do it, we'll see, miracles will happen. And how many a youngster we found, the way he was, in which gutter of sin, and how Allah Ta'ala pulled him out. Sometimes the friends get surprised, what happened to you all of a sudden? What happened to you all of a sudden? You changed your life, we never thought you will change. But how Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat, from where to where Allah Ta'ala pulls a person out. But the person takes the first step, he takes the first step to Allah, Allah comes running to him. So he said, I would write a letter to my Shaykh that these, I'm experiencing these problems. I would post the letter. Now from Karachi, that time India under British rule, he has to go to UK, London first, then to India. It's a long chakkar. By the time I get the reply, possibly now I'll be finished in this problem of mine. But he said, I should take the first step. Allah sees the talab and desire. I can't send an email now to the court of Allah. I can make dua, but Allah Ta'ala has kept the men on earth now. فَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Be with the pious ones, they will assist you, you will get taqwa. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Or people of Iman, adopt taqwa. How? Stay with the pious people. They will show you how to do it. On our own, we know how many years you're trying. I'll get out of it. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Then I feel, Alhamdulillah, top of my game. I'm in control. This when now we get contented, then he's missing from the masjid. By what happened to you? Say, I slipped. Don't know what happened. I just went one way again. No sign of the person. Then finally emerges. By what happened? Say, I don't know. I just slipped. I thought now I had things in control. Allama Rumi gives an example which you always mention about the snake. Snake goes into hibernation and is cold. So there's no movement in the snake. So the child will pull the bottom end of the snake, pull it out from the hole, drag it along, and he shows his friend, see, I got a snake. But now the sun comes out and begins to heat the body of the snake, and it begins to wriggle. And then it comes to life. And then what you thought now is a dead snake has come to life now. A little bit of heat came on it. And now it picks up its head, the fangs are open. They say, nafs is like that. It will act dead. Everything is under control. Don't worry. You don't need anybody in your life. You can handle it. You can walk on your own. Nobody walked on their own. Sahaba ikram also had Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tabi'een had Sahaba. Tabu tabi'een had the tabi'een. Each one had somebody's hand to hold and they moved on and reached Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made a system. My private life, who do I talk to it about? I have my problems, who do I refer to? When I have now my medical problems, I have a GP. Or my spiritual problems, which are more cancerous and more dangerous and more detrimental, who do I go to? So the nafs at that time now will open his mouth and fangs, and nafs will come out all of a sudden. And now it just flowed the person. Ya Allah, all these months I was clean, so many years, alhamdulillah, I had no contact, and somehow she still got my number and sent me a message, and now I slipped again. And now I slipped again, put a block also, but then who, from somewhere or the other it came. Whether it be now, it be a drug problem, or it be some lust or passion, shaitan has certain doors he enters through. And he leaves it open. And now it's a weak spot, it's a weak door. And he knows now how to tap in there, how to get in there. Whether it be love of dunya, whether it be business it may be. But now he'll keep us there. They just keep that one in case now. Something has to happen. That one insurance policy, or this is one deal I've made, or just a bond on the house, I'll get over it. I'll get over it. But we know it goes for years, 4 years, 5 years, and I'm still paying the interest. Just make that contact. Allah just sees that one jump he took now to come forward. And now Allah Ta'ala will send someone to the rescue. Somebody will hear, bye, you're stuck in the bank. Chalo, let's help, just sort it out. Interest free loan, get you out of it. Hey Allah, how this happened? How would this happen? Because now you came into the system of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah has a system. So the Arif, he says that I sent the letter to my Shaykh Hazrat Thanwi. Before that letter reached him already, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala came to my rescue and pulled me out. And when I received the reply thereafter, it was exactly what I done. Exactly what I done. The Shaykh cannot help. We can advise, but Allah sees the talab and desire from his slave. That you have the talab and desire to reach me, that I will come and rescue you. I will pick you up. I will take you up. I will clean you. But you fell into the system now. You already sent that email. You sent the post already. Allah Ta'ala saw the desire. Then a person is sitting there now, and I'll come right. But there's no desire. There's no inabat. There's no moving forward. He hasn't made the jump. But the whole thing about the program, my dear brothers, is not just to come for the program. It's now to come into a system and now jump for Allah. Ya Allah, I'm ready to take that plunge. You know, the only place people are jumping now is bungee jumping. Head down, everything goes upside down. We say now jump for Allah. And we see how Allah, what a rush Allah Ta'ala will give us. Subhanallah, unbelievable. We always mention this Kar Guzari, who were in Jamaat in Pakistan, and we met one Sati, I met him there, one of our brothers, South Africa brothers. So he gives me his Kar Guzari. He says, Morana was on hard drugs for years. Hard drugs, the worst of it. Couldn't get out of it. And he's telling me, he's being honest, he says, I enjoyed it, it was good. I had a good feeling. Gave me a high, forget everything. He says, but then Jamaat came and tapped my door. And Allah wants you, he'll pull you out. And Allah Ta'ala wants you, He'll send. Allah has His armies. And Allah Ta'ala will send them when He wants you. Sometimes it's a mother's dua in the dead of the night. But they sing, my poiro, my larka, my beta, my son. When are you going to come right? When are you going to come right? Sometimes the cry of the mother, sometimes the cry of the father. Don't know who's crying in the house or who. Which Jamaat is crying? And here now, He says, the Jamaat came to tap my door. Why join us for 3 days? This way, that way, even for 3 days. From 3 days to 10 days, then to 40 days. He said, then they packed me up for 4 months. He says, I came. But then during that interim, I couldn't let go of my bad habits. It was so strong in me. It was part of my system, in my blood. He said, I came to Raiwin, the Markaz in Pakistan. And he says, that night before the bayan, they have a morning bayan after Fajr, 2-3 hour bayan. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, great wali of Allah, passed to Allah, fully qabr al-nur. So he says that I woke up with the hajjud and I raised my hands. And I said, Ya Allah, I'm making the deal with you. Meaning I'm ready to jump now. He says, Ya Allah, I've tasted the ecstasy of drugs. What it is about. Ya Allah, if you give me the equal or more pleasure in tonight, in this morning's bayan, I promise to you I will give it up. I will give it up. So I asked him, what happened then? He said, I went early for the bayan. I sat right in front, near the speaker, looking at his face, and with this tamanna in my heart and hope in my heart, Ya Allah, there's something you'll do for me today. Like they say, one a non-Muslim, he said, I was studying the Quran for many years. Studied, I made few khatams of Quran. And I was almost ready now to become a Muslim. Almost ready. He says, that night I went home. I went into the house, into the room. I put up the lights, put up the lampshade. I opened the curtain, opened the window. It was a still night. And he says to himself, he says to the Almighty, that Almighty, tonight is your night. What does it mean? That you show me a sign tonight that the deen of Islam is a right religion, then I will accept it. Just give me one sign. Just give me one sign and I will accept it. I'm already there, but just give me a sign. Like, you know, the Christians now, they're waiting for some fairy to come, some angel to come, or some beam to come, or they have a feeling, something will touch them. They believe in these things now. That Jesus came, or He touched me, or something, whatever it is, it's a sign for them. So he says, I waited, and I waited, and I waited. He said, I'm praying in my heart. I had the copy of Quran, the translation, on my pillow. I'm sitting on my bed, and I'm waiting. But he says, nothing happened. The only thing, you see, I didn't even hear the cry of a cat also. Nothing at all. Absolutely silent. You see, I say in my heart, I said, Oh the Almighty, you lost out. He's saying to himself, you lost out. I should have accepted this, gave me one sign. He says, anyway, let me just open the Quran and read one passage. So he opens the Quran. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The first ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see in the kingdom of the earth and the sky how Allah Ta'ala has created it? He says, Ya Allah, the signs are there already. The skies and the earth are already your signs. You created them. You are the Khaliq and the Creator, but I didn't see it. He says, that was already a sign. Go and look outside your window, you'll see Allah's creation. That's a big sign for you. You don't need anything else. He says, immediately I went to the masjid. Went to the masjid and embraced Islam. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to give that sign, the talab and desire must come from our side. He said, I sat in the bayan and I'm waiting for something to happen, some sign. He said, Haji Sahab came, he took to the member and he just began to speak. He said, I'm sitting and I'm waiting. And he says, all of a sudden, he says, like a storm brewing in my stomach. He said, like millions of butterflies that are swimming in my body. So the ecstasy, he said, I couldn't contain it anymore. So I wanted to shout. He said, more than any drug in the world. He said, Ya Allah, I believe. Ya Allah, I believe. I've given it up. I don't want it anymore. So I never went back to it. I made the deal, I jumped for Allah. I jumped for Allah and Allah gave me, he says, until today, when I see him, he still sits right in the front of the bayan. He said, I can't sit anywhere else. When I sit there, I get the whole feeling again. My stomach becomes so light, my body is like lifted up. When he says about Allah, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I can't help the feeling. He says, better than all drugs I ever tasted in my life. That is what we have come for. We want that. Ya Allah, give us that enjoyment of your name, the sweetness that I can give up all the haram in my life. And don't make any guna and sin. And if I slip up also, Ya Allah, I come running to you. I come running to you like a crybaby. Ya Allah, I slip. Allah is still there for us. So in this poem, Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he says, Rahmatul Ali Tari'ashi Qawm Ya Jina. Ya Allah, to live amongst your lovers. And to learn to love you like how, to learn to love you like how they love you. How they show their muhabbat and love. How they make the face when they make dua. When they wake up in the dead of the night. How they read the salah. Ya Allah, I learn to live like a human amongst them. The riyashu qawmi marana. And Ya Allah, to live amongst them and die amongst them. To die amongst them, few meanings. As Hakim Sahib says, one meaning is Ya Allah, that your ashiks and your lovers, when it comes to coming alive, when it comes to coming alive, how they come alive now. When it comes to your worship and ibadat, how they spring up. How they spring up, an old man, over 100 years. Somebody saw him jumping over a wall. So they ask him, old man, you'll get hurt. Old man, you'll get hurt, you're jumping like this. He says, don't worry. He said, when I was a young man, I took care of these limbs in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now in old age, Allah is taking care of my limbs. I took care of the commands of Allah in my young age. His limbs I didn't put in disobedience. Now in my old age, Allah will take care of it. Now I'm just as young as when I was 60, 70 years ago. So he says, Ri'ashiqom marna, Ya Allah, how the ashiks, how they become alive in your obedience. That now they wake up. Majalis, they are awake. to go out in the path of Allah, we know when tashkil starts. When tashkil starts, then how the brothers in the back, but they hit a duck now. Tashkil started. Just now I get accepted to go for 4 months. Just now I get accepted to go for 4 months. He's afraid now to give his name for Allah. This is the time to jump. This is the time to jump for Allah. Yalla, I'm ready. One person says, we jump when he scores a goal. Then we jump. But you get nothing from there. You're jumping for somebody that doesn't know you also. Yalla, he knows you're jumping for me. They're making the skill 3 days, 10 days, 40 days. Now's the time to give me. Yalla, I'm ready. I'm ready to jump for you. And then see Allah Ta'ala will catch you. So when the time to jump, Yalla will learn from your Ashik son to come alive. Now they come alive. And the Ashiku may marla, and Yalla will learn from your lovers when to become dead also. When they see something haram, then they're just dead. They don't see anything. No effect on them. Something haram is walking in front, they become dead. So they know how to live and how to die. Yalla, by staying with them now, I will learn also how to die and how to live as a true ummati, as a true ashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, O my Allah, this is the only way to traverse upon your path. Having patience within the heart, having patience, sometimes temptation is there to hold myself back. To have that patience, to have the steam in the heart of Allah's muhabbat, that now it's time to put the brakes of taqwa. As Hakim Sahib, you say, rahmatullah alayhi, that when the guna comes in front, now to take the dagger and to stab the heart. He says, the mujahid in the path of Allah can become shaheed only once. He gives his life. And he's gone. He says, for us in our country, we can become shaheed 10 times a day. 20 times a day. How? The love of Allah. The shaheed now is giving up his life for the pleasure of Allah. Hazrat says, give up your passions and your lust and your nafs for the love of Allah. Now some haram temptation is coming in front of you. Now Hazrat says, take the dagger of taqwa and stab the heart. May nahi dekunga. Ya Allah, I will not look. Ya Allah, I'll give my life, but I will not look. I'll give my life, but I will not look. I won't look at something haram. I won't type something haram. I won't utter something haram. I'll do everything in accordance to your command, O my Allah. He says, now make the sabr upon the heart. You take that dagger and you stab it. Hazrat says, now when you stab the heart, then the heart begins to bleed spiritually. Begins to bleed inside. You feel like, ya Allah, I wanted to do it. I wanted to look. I wanted to see it. I wanted to feel. I wanted to touch. I wanted to go ahead. I could have done it. The avenue is open. Wallah, I took the dagger of taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon, in the month of Ramadan. Get the taqwa. Then I stabbed my heart. You know how difficult that is now. How difficult it is. The message came through, she messaged. I don't have to answer. Don't have to answer. The mind is playing. And the nafs is pounding. The nafs is ammaratum bisu. It's pounding. Do it, do it, do it. Then you'll make tawbah after that. Don't worry. You'll make tawbah. Go ahead and do it. You'll make tawbah. But at that time, now to get the taqwa of the ashiqs, to live with them, to die with them, so you take that dagger now and stab yourself. Ya Allah, I won't do it. When you stab the heart, as the Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, that now the heart begins to bleed. Begins to bleed. And he says, like how you will find in the morning on the horizon, you go to the beach and you see the sun that is rising. You see the sun rising. As it begins to rise, the horizon becomes red. Becomes red and slowly becomes brighter and brighter till the sun reaches its zenith. And now the entire world becomes bright. He says, in the same way, now the blood will overflow into the heart. And then the sun of the muhabbat of Allah will begin to rise upon your heart. As it begins to rise upon your heart, you will see that this blood now is spread on the horizon of the heart. And it becomes brighter and brighter as you begin to pierce the heart with the dagger of taqwa and muhabbat. But they say, we didn't walk this path alone. We didn't walk the path alone. We held somebody's hand and we walked. And then when the sun of Allah's taqwa muhabbat will rise in the heart, then they say, إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. He say, when he's looked at, when the person has that muhabbat of Allah, the sun has risen in his heart of the love of Allah, then when you see him, then you think of Allah. When you see him, your iman will increase that this is the lover of Allah. We know how many mashayikh in the past, mashallah, we sat in the majalis, we shook the hand and we felt something in it. We felt something in it. Because that Allah tells us, the nur of muhabbat and the sun had risen in their hearts. Now we can feel, when you see reading salah also, we see Allah, if only we can read namaz like that. When they're making a dhikr, ya Allah, we can feel. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah is mentioned about his khanka. The hajjud time, this was the dhikr of Allah, Ismail Zat. Allah, Allah, Allah. It was so effective. What power he had in it. He said the dhobi, the washermen, the washer ladies, they just wash the clothes at the river. They just take the clothes and they had rocks there. So they strike it on the rocks. They were Hindus. But the dhikr of the khanka was so strong that when they used to strike the clothing, they used to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. The sweetness was so strong in the dhikr that it came out from the khanka. Because the sun was rising there, it was blazing. Allah's muhabbat, that even affected their hearts also. As Hakim Sahib used to say, Rahmatullah alayh, that when you'll get that noor of taqwa in the heart, it has a fragrance to it. That people will see it, they can smell it also. That a person is a friend of Allah, is a wali of Allah. He says, just now you walking in the streets with that dard, that pain of the love of Allah and the pain for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you don't become ghafil, negligent, unmindful. You're walking with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the heart. He says, people look at you, they'll become Muslim. He says, just like how now you're having a barai. And you put the rice, you put the nice kebabs and the sausages in the barai stand. And your banya or your Tamil Hindu neighbor now is vegetarian. He'll just smell now the bride that you are making there, that will make him a Muslim. Just the smell of it now will make him now a carnivore also. Now he'll say quietly, he'll say, just send some for us also, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell. Anyway, he'll say, oh, we'll be Musliman ban jayega. He'll become Musliman, just smelling it only. That now he smelled the bride only. He says, when you have the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Allah, there's one smile. The person will see you. He said, this person is such a wonderful. What akhlaq he has. What akhlaq he has. The sahaba ikram will say, kunu mithla, become like us. And people followed them. But this is the ri'ashi qawmi marnat, the ri'ashi qawmi jina. This is the only way to traverse upon your path. Having patience within the heart, being grateful with the heart. Allah sometimes is now making sabr upon ma'asiyat, that I won't do it. And sometimes making shukr to Allah. Making shukr, Ya Allah, you save me. Ya Allah, you save me. I should have been involved in this thing. But Ya Allah, it was only you that took me out and you saved me and you kept me clean. Yatari razame jina, yatari razame marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. Ya Allah, to live with your pleasure, to die with your pleasure. This is my Allah, is your grace upon my servitude. That Ya Allah, you allowed me to become your true servant. It's only from you. To live in your happiness, O my Allah. And to die in your happiness. That is now the greatest thing. Wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar. To get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world is the greatest thing. One poet says, Ya Allah, Jannatu dur hai. Jannatu dur, Ya Allah, Jannat is far. Jannat is far. But O Hakim, the creator of Jannat is very near. The creator of Jannat is very near. You get him cash in this world. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ As Hakim Sahib used to say, Rahmatullah alayh, the person who fears standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him two jannats. Allah will grant him two jannats, not two properties or two blocks of flats. Allah say two jannats for you. The smallest jannat, 10 times the size of this earth is yours. Do what you want to, how you want to design, what you want is all for you. Two jannats for that person now that will make the sabr and shukr to Allah. The jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. Allah will give you jannati life in this world with your wife, with your children, with your parents. You become a jannati home. Bi huduril mawla, by living the presence of Allah. That I can feel Allah with me. Allah is with me. I have nothing to fear. So your life will become a jannati life. And Allah wants it for us. Have a jannati life. So you live in this world like a jannati already. Trials will come, tribulations will come, everything will come. But my connection with Allah will not break. My connection is there. Whatever trials come is to raise me closer to Allah. Not to take me away. Not to take me away. So Allah, I live in this world now like a jannati also. Bi hudur al-mawla, in the presence, consciousness of my creator. Bi hudur al-mawla, one person we met in Cape Town, Brother AK. That time, now 20 years ago, he took us for gush, 3 hours gush in Ramadan. After Asar Namaz. That Cape Flats, every single child and adult knew him. Hello AK, hello AK. I said, how everybody knows you? He said, I was a Christian before. He said, what happened to you? He says, one afternoon, I was married to a Muslim woman. So one afternoon, we were playing cards with the friends in the backyard. And I was leaning on the chair. And the legs gave in. And I fell down, hit my head on the wall, back of my head. And slowly I began to lose my senses and my feeling. and I was completely paralyzed. Completely paralyzed from my neck down. For 1 year in hospital. He says, I sat in hospital and I began to meditate and contemplate that there must be some superior creator out there that made all these limbs to function. I said, I began supplicating and imploring that creator, the Almighty. And then the voice came in my heart that there's only one, that is Allah. So I began making dua to Allah. And I said to Allah, Ya Allah, if you give me back these feet of mine, if you give me back my feet, Ya Allah, I make it a gift to walk in your path, I'll walk for you. I'll jump for you. He said, I began to crawl and then I began to walk. And I began to speak like a child. I got back my vocab, got back my legs and my feeling. I said, now I'll walk the whole day for Allah. I'll walk the whole day for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, in shukr to Allah. Dear Allah, you let me walk again. I lost everything. And now he's a Muslim. So Allah ta'ala will change a person's heart, sometimes sabr, sometimes shukr. Ehi aashiko ka shewa, ehi aashiko ki aadat, kabhi girya wa buka hai, kabhi aah sar barna. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. This is the habit of the lovers, to weep and cry. To weep and? They weep and cry in the love of Allah. Hazrat will say this, aah fugha, aah fugha. That ah that comes from the heart. That ah that comes from the heart when a person feels the pain. Hazrat says this, ah. When there's pain in the heart, Allah has kept that in His beautiful name also. You say, Allah. When you say the name of Allah, that ha must come out from the heart. From the recess of the heart, Ya Allah. You kept the pain of muhabbat and love in your name also, my Allah. When you take your name, Allah, I can feel the pain in the heart. Ya Allah, the heart needs something. It needs you inside. Everything has to come out. Ya Allah, you have to come into my heart. So even in the name of Allah, Allah has kept the sweetness and the pain of His love. So to weep and cry, to take deep sighs of longing. Longing for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is something now you have to learn, my dear brothers. What it is to love Allah. Allah is something to, is someone to be loved. Allah is there to fall in love with Him. Hazrat says, one of the easy ways to get the love of Allah, to fall in love with Allah, is to ponder over His bounties. Sit down. If you have to write it also, sit down and think, Ya Allah, what haven't you given me? The food I ate, so many things, Ya Allah. All I did was pick up the food and put it into my mouth. What's happening inside right now? Who's controlling? Ya Allah, you're doing it. My whole digestive system, my heart is pumping, the blood, the oxygen. We know now with COVID, oxygen became such a ni'mat of Allah. Allahu Akbar. People, we went to the hospital to meet one person, and it was load shedding. It was load shedding. So he removed his mask. Doctor was next to me. So he says, doctor, just get me some air, please. I need some air. He says, why is load shedding right now? But his mind is wondering. He said, but doctor, I'll phone home. There's in a fan at least. So at least some air will blow on me. I just need a little bit of air too. So I feel comfortable. He said, by this load shedding right now, nothing will work. He said, no, by the phone home, they send a fan for me at least. So at least you can put the fan here, I can breathe a little bit. I said, Ya Allah, he's gasping for breath. He's gasping for breath. Here we're just sitting and we're breathing. Subconsciously, Allah Ta'ala is doing everything. He said, just think, Ya Allah. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. A person has cataract of the eye. Now he's losing his eyesight. He can't see his baby, he can't see his granddaughter, his grandson. So cute. Now he can't see them properly. He said, come closer, I can't see you. He said, now he's losing his eyesight, he can't read, he can't look at his children, he can't look at his wife. So he goes to the specialist. We have to do an operation on the eye. But deposit first. Deposit for, he said, done. Sort out the deposit. Goes for the eye operation. Cataract, transplant, whatever it may be. Now he comes out from there. And doctor says, come after 2 weeks. Then we take out the putty, we'll take out the plaster, whatever it may be. And now, he can see finally. He's got sharp vision. I can see very, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala guided the doctor's hands. What an expert he is. Then the bill will come. You will pay the bill in full also. And then you will send also a note, a card. Now you sign there, you see the card of the doctors. Thanks a million, doc. Thanks a million. You see, the one that gave you the eye, we never told him thanks a million. He never told him, Ya Allah, you gave me the eye. He only repaired my eye, damage control. But the one that gave the eye, Ya Allah, I never thanked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The one that gave me the head, the one that brought the topi from Medina Munawwara, Jazakallah. He thought of me, Medina Sharif, brought topi for me. But the one that gave the head to put the trophy, I never thanked him. Allah shukr, you gave me the head at least. The brain you gave me. He said, enumerate and think of the bounties of Allah, you'll never get depressed. By counting the bounties of Allah, you'll realize now that I'm a slave of Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Ya Allah, how can I disobey you? You're doing everything for me. You are doing everything for me. Even the dog, Hazrat says that you feed, knows I must not bite the hand of the one that is feeding me. How can I bite that hand? There's a dog, kutta, they say. You see, the kutta, dog. Like, no value to it. You see, Allah, if I don't understand this now, and I'm still, so to say, biting, and breaking the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, then in reality, leave the dog what I am. Lower than that also. I can't even realize, Ya Allah, you're giving me, but I'm breaking your command. Ya Allah, I got things in my house now that just break your command. Whether it be the TV, whether it be internet, all the haram things. But I still have it. And I'm sitting there now having the ni'mat of Allah, the bounty of Allah, but looking at haram. Allah is tolerating, Allah is halim. Allah is very tolerant, very tolerant. That possibly He'll make tawbah. He'll come, make tawbah, He'll come. But when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? So Hazrat says now, to live with your pleasure, to die with your pleasure, this is my, Allah is your grace upon my servitude. This is the way of lovers, this is the habit of lovers, to weep and cry, to take deep sighs of longing. This is the sign of love, this is the security of love, to mention with the tongue, to remember in the heart. To take the name of Allah on the tongue. Hazrat says, our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, we should fall in love with Allah so much that even now, we say unwittingly, Allah's name just comes on your tongue. You wake up in the morning, nobody used to remind you, read dua. Read my dua. I'm leaving the masjid, entering the house, Bismillah, Bismillah. Hazrat says, you find the Arabs still have this habit. Anything happens, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Say, we feel shy. We feel shy now in public to eat with our fingers. You're on the plane now. How can I eat with my fingers? It's against Western culture. Inna lillahi. We have the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now I feel inferior. So how can you feel inferior? Allah gave you the hand to eat. But now you abandon that now just to fit in. Just to, Qiyamah's day, where are you going to fit in? Now's the time to show them. We have a complete life. Allah is my creator. Allah's command is like this. This is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to mention with the tongue, Allah's name is on my tongue. I can't forget my Allah. When this will happen now, any calamity will strike. Immediately my Allah's name will come out. Allah's name will come out from the heart. To remember in the heart and on the tongue. Meri zindagi ka hasil. Meri zis ka sahara. Teri aashiqo me jina. Teri aashiqo me marna. The purpose of my life. The reliance of my existence. The purpose of my life. This is the purpose of my life. As I say, the reliance of my existence. This is Hazrat Hakim Sahib now, this writing the poetry. The reliance of my existence, to live with your lovers, to die with your lovers. Dear Allah, this is what I want. Keep me in their company, don't deprive me. Don't deprive me from being in the company of your lovers. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tere dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiqon se sikha, tere sange dard pe marna. Say, Ya Allah, I had no idea what the pain of your love was. I didn't know there was something as a pain of love for Allah. Ya Allah, I learned this now from your lovers, how to die at your doorstep. I didn't know. I knew now how to die for sports. I knew how to die for my hobbies. How much fights happen when certain team loses, and then the mocking, and we find now between friends how it carries on now. Just because of some soccer team. Hazrat says now, we're sitting now on the bench at the masjid, and we're having our own mashwara over there now. Who you think now they'll choose for that certain cup or certain match? They say, Are, but who's listening to you? Who's listening to who you choose? Nobody's worried about now your selection. But so much of mind you're putting in it. Sitting in the masjid sometime in Jamaat, sometime in the back of the masjid. We're seeing on the phone now, who's selected, who'll win. Nobody's listening to you. But for Allah's zikr, Allah is listening. He's thinking about me. He's on my side. He's in my team. He's part of the team of my lovers and my ashiks. Now he's part of our group. So Allah, I learned to love you from your lovers. This comes from heart to heart. It's from heart to heart. If you go by those that have this muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to die at the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a young man in Madinah Munawwara. There was a young boy in Madinah Munawwara. And he would spend most of the time in the masjid. The incident comes in Hayat al-Sahaba. And one day as he left the masjid, he would take a certain route home. And on that route now, there was a very beautiful woman, so to say, that she would try to entice him every time. She would call him. But being a pious boy, he used to be called now the pigeon of the masjid. He used to be so often in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he would ignore her. He would ignore her. But one day, whatever frame of mind he was, she called him again. And he doesn't know what overcame him. And he walked in her direction. He went towards her. And as he entered the house, he couldn't take it anymore. He said, "What's happening to me?" And he dropped on the spot. So she told the khadim, the attendant, to pick up this young boy and take him to his house. So they dragged the body and they left him by the doorstep of his father's house. The whole night came out unconscious state. "Ya Allah, where am I going to?" Allah saved him. When you become Allah's, Allah will rescue you. Father wakes up in the morning and the boy wakes up from his, so to say, coma. Father asks him, "What happened?" He says, "I made a mistake. I went in the wrong direction." Saying this, his heart couldn't contain it anymore. He read the kalima and he passed away. It was too much for him. It was too much for him. That fear gripped his heart of Allah. "Ya Allah, how am I going to do this? How can I break your command? You give me so much." They performed his salatul janazah. It was Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Buried him. And then from the grave came a sound. From the grave came a sound. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For that person who fears standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him two jannats. And the boy says in the qabr, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah has given me two jannats right now. Allah has given me two jannats right now." He made the deal of his life. He learned to live amongst the ashiks and die amongst them. So Allah, they taught us how to die at your doorstep, that my weeping of repentance is at your doorstep. This is your blessing, O Allah. This is your hidden attraction. Jazbe pinha, the hidden attraction of Allah. And Allah will attract you and pull you. Allah will keep you where He wants you. Allah will not let you go. But sometimes a person will slip now. It's not that Allah let him go. He let go of Allah ta'ala. Allah will not let go, but you let go of Allah. But when a person is in the system, Allah will keep him there. Before he can go somewhere, he receive a message, SMS, WhatsApp, from a friend of his in Jamaat, or from the Shaykh, "May I miss you in the majlis?" He say, "Ya Allah." Right time the message came, I was about to do the wrong thing. And somebody thought about me. Because I'm in the system already. Mere har khata pe rona, yehi meri talafi. Say, "Oh Allah, crying at my mistakes. This is the only way I can recompensate for my mistakes, my sins and their remission, is by your charitable mercy. The glory of your attraction is such, that Ishan is jazb, Ya Allah, the glory of your attraction." Allah attracts the heart of someone. When Allah attracts the heart, like things of dunya attract the heart. Ya Allah, your attraction is such, the cherishing of your slaves is such, the cherishing of your slaves is such, that my heart and soul be eternally in your remembrance. When I'm with them now, with your slaves, Ya Allah, I can't forget you. I'm sitting with them now, my heart is with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then the final stanza, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, he says, "Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili, kisi ko akhtar." He's addressing himself and he says, "O Akhtar, know that he who finds a companionship of Ahle Dil." Ahle Dil means a person who has a real heart. O Akhtar, that if you find a person with a real heart that is brimming and beaming with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, go and look for somebody like that. Go and look for somebody like that. He now knows how to live and he now knows how to die. When he finds somebody like that, then he will learn from him now how to live and how to die. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, my dear brothers, these majalis like this is taking place in so many masajids in our area. Mashaykh have majalis on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, where we can come now into the security company, where we can do now our fencing, our wiring, live wire, cameras, all our beams, all our spiritual alarm systems. And now we linked up now to the spiritual security company for the armed response. So when I fall into any trap, almost falling, I just press the button. I know where to go now. I will find the imams up in the masjid, or I'll find some alim somewhere, or I've got a sheikh now, I can communicate with him. Then I'll find that slowly, slowly I can get out of this thing. And now the vision will be clear now. Which way I have to go? How do I find my Allah? Where do I find my Allah? Then a young man who's to get married, Allah will give him a wife like that also. Because his heart is pure. Hazrat says, now how many a young man is making dua, Ya Allah, give me a pious wife. Give me a pious wife. He says, make dua, Ya Allah, make me a pious husband also. I want a pious wife, but look in the mirror and see now how pious you are. But now you're telling the girl, and other boys, Hazrat says, now they're looking for other wives. He says, Gujati ma ke? He says, he wants a lambi lambi. Yeah? Manjiri manjiri, and patri patri poiri. That she must be tall, green eyes, and she must look like a model. Hazrat says, now she'll model into your life, and she'll model out also. He says, I don't know what happened. He says, look for a ashiqa, a woman that has Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in her heart. And then you see, mashallah, what Allah ta'ala will give in that home. Ta'aleem will take place, jama'at will come for your home, we'll feed jama'at on our dastar khan. The friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will come, ta'aleem will take place, Allah will grant a maktab in that home, the nur of Allah will be there. What muhabbat, what love. When she will look at you, she will feel secure. You look at her, you'll get happy. Because we're both now on the same page, we're all going towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, learning how to live for Allah and die for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala keep us in a company like this. Majalis taking place, programs taking place, jamaats are going out every month. We have all these beautiful gardens that Allah ta'ala has given us in our country to take maximum benefit. Each one has their own fragrance, own color. We want all of it. We want all of it. Whether it be we go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make intentions now. That Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, it's almost coming to an end after Ramadan. Ya Allah, go for the 3 days. My local masjid, or I know a certain alim or a certain friend, who spend 3 days with him in the path of Allah. Go for the 10 days, for the 40 days. Don't be afraid. Nothing will happen. We'll go, we'll learn how to love Allah, how to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to establish deen in our homes, in our companies, in our schools, in our varsities. Because you know, everywhere we go, dunya is giving da'wah. Dunya is giving da'wah. That now, come towards us, come towards us. How do I stand my ground in this entire tide that is now hitting against us? The only way I can do this now when I have da'wah in my life, that I'm calling towards Allah and I'm holding somebody's hand. Then you see now, I've got myself tied to the lifesaver. And now I'm quite safe now. Because I've got somebody in my life. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability and give us His muhabbat and His love and keep us upon the straight path, inshallah. We'll make dua, zikr and dua, inshallah. When we make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we take the beautiful name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We say La ilaha illallah. That there's no ilah, there's no deity, there's no object of life, there's no sahara, there's no support in life besides my Allah. That Ya Allah, I need you. Ya Allah, I want you. Ya Allah, I want to become yours, my Allah. For la ilaha illallah, we have this deep regret in the heart and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm taking everything out of my heart. Whatever my bad habits are, whatever attractions are of dunya, that Ya Allah, that is taking me away from you with La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, like a hammer, I'm banging on that habits. And I'm pulverizing it. Break into pieces, Ya Allah. My bad habits, whatever attraction may be, Ya Allah, with your beautiful name of La ilaha illallah, I'm breaking all those habits with that massive hammer, with the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is the most powerful, because of which the entire world is in existence. Ya Allah, your name is so powerful that no bad habit, no drug, no woman, no haram, Ya Allah, is greater than your name. Your name is the greatest, my Allah. Your one name, Ya Allah, can destroy everything. Ya Allah, I'm taking your name right now from the bottom of my heart with regret, with love. That Ya Allah, please make the decision of my hidayat. Vacuum my heart completely. La ilaha illallah, like a vacuum. That I'm taking your name 100 times, my Allah. I'm vacuuming my heart, making it super clean. Take out all the filth, all the dirt from all the crevices and the corners. Just like how a vacuum will clean a carpet. Ya Allah, this is the vacuum of my heart, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by saying the name of Allah, my entire body becomes a tongue, becomes like a honeycomb, dripping with honey. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this we will take the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum ana jalisu man dhakarani. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الله, الله, الله Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before dua, few brothers will take bi'at. The brothers can come forward, inshallah. Few brothers will take bi'at. They can come forward, inshallah. Else? You come forward, inshallah. Few brothers Allah Ta'ala put in their heart to take bi'at. So take bi'at is a sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh explained to take bi'at is sunnah, but to make islah is farz. To make islah, to reform a person's heart is farz. To take bi'at is sunnat. And the sunnat of taking bi'at now has come down from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a person takes bi'at and he has a spiritual doctor to whom he can refer to, and he can make his islah. But most important thing, ulama explained for bi'at, there's four things. That a person first of all has i'timad and i'tiqad, that he trusts an alim, that alim also has permission from his sheikh, so he trusts that person and he feels free to talk to him. The blood type is the same, he gels with him, that he feels now comfortable to speak to that person. As I say, sometimes a person finds a sheikh very senior, but there's no compatibility. But I like his bayans, but I can't open up to him. And he's much senior, but he won't understand my problems. The main thing in bi'at now is to be able to communicate openly and freely, that I'm comfortable, I can speak. So to have that i'timad, i'tiqad, to have the reliance, trust, that now I click with this person, I can talk to him, I feel free, I can pick up the phone, I can talk to him, or I can meet him in the masjid, and I can tap him and tell him I have some problems. So the first thing is i'tiqad and i'timad, to have that trust and reliance upon him. After bi'at, mashayikh said to have ittila' and ittiba'. Then to keep that contact with the spiritual guide, to keep that contact, that these are what I'm going through right now in my life, what do I do? So you make ittila', you inform him, and then you follow the advice he gives. And understand now, that Hazrat says that the shaykh doesn't get wahi or something. He's just now a spiritual guide. He'll give you the plan A, doesn't work, come for plan B, plan C. End of the day, Allah will make islah. The Shaykh can't make the islah. Hazrat says now 95% is the sweat of the murid, and 5% now is the guidance of the Shaykh. But who will make islah? Allah is mustih. Allah is the one that reforms the heart. It is that now I have a guide to guide me along to the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, somebody that knows the way. So very easy now, becomes easy for me to tread the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh, I'm a freelancer, I'll come sometime, I won't come, I won't communicate, so I'm not bound to anybody, I'm free. So shaitan is looking for that lonely sheep also, to take him away. Once a person now is already engaged with someone, he has a sheikh, to a certain extent now he is safe. And mashayikh say by being bad to somebody, the least benefit is that will be in the dua of the pious people. When they go to Kaaba Sharif, they're making dua, all the muta'alliqeen, all the murids, all the students, so you're part of the jamaat. Now recently our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib told us that he read in the kitab Haji Imdadullah Mahajid Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who's the Shaykh was a Tani Rahmatullah Ali, as a Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, compared to Haji Imdadullah Mahajid Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he was saying Makkah Mu'azzama. So many years he was there, so once he mentioned when he came into a certain condition of his, he says that I've made fasla and decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whoever takes bayat in my silsila, the maghfirat will be made till Qiyamah. Allah will forgive them. Allah will forgive them. That was now his good feeling Allah ta'ala put in his heart. So he said the barakat of this being in the chain, inshallah, will be in the dua of the pious ones. And that's something which is great. We want the duas all the time. So this is a very easy way now for a person to tread the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala where he has a spiritual guide. But as we mentioned now, some people take it to be hero worship. There was now Shaykh going now. I say, Sayyid Sulaiman Najwi rahmatullah alayh, he would taunt some of his friends. He says, chuhe ki tarah baithte hai Shaykh ke samne. Say like rats and mice are sitting there by the Shaykh, Hazrat, what you go there for? Then now you're putting his shoes right and then you're doing this for him, doing that for him. He said like hero worship. He said, but when you open the door for your wife and you close the door for her, then you jump for her. Nobody says wife worship. This is muhabbat. You love the wife. So you do these things for her. Some people now, they got other heroes and fans and them. What and what they don't do. They make their hairstyle like that also. Nobody says, why what's this now? This is hero worship. But now when you fall in love with somebody that loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and as a Tani rahmatullah, he says, somebody takes bayat to me, the first effort I make is to instill my love in his heart. He falls in love with me, now he begins to love somebody for the pleasure of Allah. Till now, he's loving people for other reasons. Whether sports, some hero, some singer, some star, whatever it may be. Allah protect us. Now, he's loving someone for the pleasure of Allah. Once he begins to learn this, then I can introduce him now to the love of Rasulullah SAW. Then to the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They take stage by stage. So already he starts that journey to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So it's a whole journey and Allah Ta'ala makes it very easy. Then I go somebody's hand to hold. So this is the sunnah of the Nabi. So is that hero worship? People say, nah, hero worship. The Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi would tell them, now chuhe ki jara baithte hain. You go by the Shaykh like rats are sitting there, like mice. Like he's going to give you all something. Now you're waiting outside the masjid. Hazrat is coming. He says, bhai, there's three unwritten rules of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Three unwritten rules. That person who loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to a very high level, Allah will put the love of that person in the makhluk's heart. They'll begin to love him. When a person fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will put the awe of that person in the makhluk's heart. They don't know why they're awestruck by him. When a person now is very high level of abdiyat, servitude and worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the slave of Allah, Allah will put the makhluk to his service. The creation will serve him. Why he's standing outside? The Shaykh is not paying him for that. I just love this man. I just want to see his face. I feel comfortable. I get coolness of the heart. So Allah ta'ala has kept these principles, the unwritten rules of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, so he used to taunt them. He said, you go there, Thala Bawan Basa, tell me what he gives you all over there. So they told him, you come. And himself now is a great alim of note. He wrote tafsir, he was world renowned. So why must he go to a sheikh? They told him, you come Thala Bawan also. He come sit in one, although he was a mufassir. He wrote now commentary of Quran Sharif. So he went one day. And now he's a big alim. He's into Thala Bawan. And he went by Hazrat Thalmi, sat in the majlis. And Hazrat Thalmi rahmatullah alayhi was a, what an alim he was. Allah wala he was. Hazrat Thalmi would say also, he said, when I just qualified as an alim, he said, may bayan karta tha, I should give bayan. He said, may hilta tha, or mimbar bhi hilta tha. He said, I should shake on the mimbar and give bayan, and the mimbar is to shake with me also. And people look at me, what he's saying? He said, I thought now I give a real top bayan. He said, till I put my hand into the hand of Hadisab rahmatullah alayh. And I took bayat to him. He said, then I stopped moving. And the members stopped moving, but the people's hearts began to move. Now it was different effect in my bayan now. It wasn't about me now. It was about Allah tabar. Now he says, chot lag datha. It was like a strike of bolt of lightning in the people's hearts. I said, what are you saying? Where you got this from? He said, I didn't know myself now. The barakat now of the silsila of all the friends of Allah. I'm connected now to the powerhouses. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi came, he sat there in the bayan, And he says, ya Allah, the time you opened tafsir of Quran Sharif, commentary of Quran, he says, like, first time I heard this ayat. Although he already wrote tafsir, this was something else. And before he came, he told him, Masudevka, I'll come and spend the night there, but don't get me up for zikr, I don't do all these things. All his zikr is like bid'at and all that. I don't do these things. There's no problem. So he slept in the room. At Naha past 2-3 o'clock, the murids got up and they started La ilaha. And he says, in my sleep I can hear it and I can feel the sweetness of my tongue now. And he says, now I had to wake up. He says, I woke up, I made wuzu and I joined them in tahajjud and dhikr of Allah in the dead of the night. In the dead of the night, dhikr of Allah. And he says that the next morning, from the time he sees him pacing up and down the sahen of the masjid, he says, Sabkia, what happened to you? He says, I'm waiting for that appointed and promised time of night again. He says, I'm waiting for the promised time of night again to start the dhikr of Allah again. He says, the sweetness has caught my heart. I never knew, and I thought like little mice, they were sitting here. Now I know what they were getting. Goblets of Allah's muhabbat was being served to them. This is wine of Allah's muhabbat. Now I know why they used to come here. So Allah Ta'ala had given him the sweetness of that dhikr in the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the whole thing of making contact, of having majlis, of coming to the Shaykh, and Hazrat told us also very clearly, he says, remember, what you need to get here in the majlis, get it quickly. Get the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala quickly, and not to come and sit here forever, but go and distribute in the world now. Go in the path of Allah. Go for your 10 days and 40 days, and make people mad in the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Not just to carry on coming. Yes, we come to the majalis, we fill our tank, and now we go out and spread it in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We're not selfish, but we want to spread it out. So we do both the efforts. Here we come to the mashayikh, we sit with them, we fill our tanks, we charge our batteries, then we move in the path of Allah. He says, ya Allah, wherever we go, we cheer your, ya Allah, we touch your zikr, and we start talking about you. And may people also marry in your muhabbat and love. That's what this is about now. That we get the love of Allah, we take it home, take it to our children, to our in-laws, wherever we go. But with muhabbat, with love, with akhlaq, we turn people's hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accept it, inshallah. I recite the khutbah and then I repeat the words and you can repeat after me, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Repeat after me. O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from hypocrisy, from all sins, especially from the sin of the love of dunya and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times salah with jama'at in the masjid, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes fard, to discharge my zakat, if hajj becomes fard, to perform Hajj, if Jihad becomes fard, to take part in Jihad. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, into the chain of the Chistiyya, of the Qadiriyya, of the Naqshbandiyya, of the Suharwardiyya. O Allah, to the barakat and blessings of all four silsilas, except my tawbah and my bi'at, as long as I live. Grant me an Islamic imani life just before death. Grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere repentance. Grant me maut on kalima shahadat with ease, peace and honor. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. May Allah accept it. The ma'amulat, when it comes to taking bi'at, then we hear ma'amulat to make, come a zikr to make. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah made it very easy for us in South Africa. He says in a day, 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, Allah. For students, he made it half, sometimes even less than that. He says the main zikr to make is don't make gunah and sin. Don't break the command of Allah. Outer appearance of you according to sunnah, make your zikr daily, every day. And Quran tilawat, start with half page, one page, if I'm not reading Quran. Up to quarter para, half para, one para, as much as I can. And as you're walking, we're driving, istighfar, durood sharif, kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. But the whole day, take care of the eyes, take care of the heart. Four things: take care of the eyes, take care of the heart. Don't involve in haram. Externally, keep a full beard, sunnat hair, and keep all your clothing above the ankle. So Hakim Sahib says, do these four things, you'll become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this very period of time. Take care of the eyes, the heart, two internal things, external, the head, the beard according to sunnah, and keep all your garb and all your clothing above the ankle, you'll become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا نور السماوات والأرض ويا قيام السماوات والأرض يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفار يا غافر يا غفور يا رحيم يا كريم يا حليم يا واسع المغفرة. Oh my Allah, there is no limits to your maghfirah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the earth belongs to you, the skies belongs to you. Oh ya Kareem, ya Haleem, ya Allah, the weather belongs to you, the night, the day, the alternating of the seasons, oh my Allah, the night and the day is all in your qudrat and your power. Ya Allah, you're all powerful, ya Allah, you have full control over our hearts, ya Allah. You have full control over our brains and our limbs, oh my Allah. Everything is in your control, ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is beyond you, oh Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, you have created us. You've given us our shapes, ya Allah. You've given us our hearts, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, you've given us our brains, oh my Allah. You've given us our limbs, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. Our existence belongs to you. Ya Haleem, ya Kareem. Ya Allah, who can be a creator better than you, my Allah? No one can create it like you, my Allah. So perfect and so beautiful. Ya Allah, everything you made around us is so beautiful, oh my Allah. Everything is calling towards ya Allah, towards your existence, towards your muhabbat and your love. Oh my Allah, our hearts have become blind, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we've sold our soul to dunya and everything around us. Ya Allah, with the eyes of the heart have become blind. Ya Allah, this cataract on the heart. Ya Allah, we cannot see your ma'aribat and your muhabbat everywhere. Ya Allah, we have sinned. We have broke your commands. Ya Allah, the hands you gave us, oh my Allah. We have done everything else but besides looking for your love. We have touched haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the brains that you have given us and the mind. Ya Allah, we have taught haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us tongues, oh my Allah, to praise you, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. But ya Allah, we spoke everything against you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our body is dripping with sins and gunas. Oh my Allah, but then too we made dua before the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, you gave us the chance, Ya Allah, you keep us safe, Ya Allah, for the month of Ramadan. Finally, my Allah, we have come to the 27th night of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we are sitting in your home, O my Allah, with our begging bowl stretched out to you. Ya Allah, there is no one that, Ya Allah, will stretch our hands out to you besides you. It is only you and only you. Ya Allah, it is only you and only you. Ya Allah, Tuhi tuha. Ya Allah, it's only you. Ya Allah, we have stretched our hands towards you. Ya Allah, knowing, my Allah, that your maghfirat, Ya Allah, is more than our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, your rahmat is more than, Ya Allah, our a'mal. Ya Allah, we have trust only upon your rahmat and your mercy, only upon your maghfirat and forgiveness. Oh, my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, where else do we go to? Ya Allah, there's not the door for us besides your door. Ya Allah, we have sinned. We have broken your command. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq now to turn in repentance. Ya Allah, we ask, Ya Allah, to forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us of our past life. Ya Allah, we know what we have done, Ya Allah. How many years have passed in this condition of ours? Ya Allah, we have become wretched, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have sold ourselves out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you on this night of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you take pity upon us. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, turn our hearts to you. Ya Allah, like how you've given the hearts to your ashiq and your lovers, that Ya Allah is peening in your muhabbat and your love, that our fugha, Ya Allah, what you have given them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that little bit, Ya Allah, the sweetness of your name, the sweetness of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, if you do so, Ya Allah, our lives will be made, Ya Allah. We'll become yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll make your dhikr. Ya Allah, we'll sing your song, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll go mad in your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, we want it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we want it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you for it, O my Allah. You may know, Ya Allah, possibly have haram in our bodies, O my Allah. But then, to Ya Allah, we still belong to you. Ya Allah, we know our bodies are deserving with the fire of Jahannam. But, O my Allah, Ya Allah, we have presented our hearts to you on this night, O my Allah, that you take pity upon our wretched souls. Ya Allah, you turn our hearts again towards you. Ya Allah, we come back to you, running to you. Ya Allah, whatever haram in our lives, O my Allah, we kick it out, O my Allah. We don't want it, O my Allah. But in our homes, O my Allah, give us the courage, O my Allah. Give our wives the courage, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to carry on like this in our lives? Ya Allah, soon Malakul Maut will come and tap our hearts and remove it. And Ya Allah, there's no coming back. Ya Allah, we ask you, give us those hearts, O my Allah, that is full of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, we want it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come looking for it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Jamaat has come, Ya Allah, to come and look for your muhabbat and your love and your mercy and your maghfirat. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you kept these avenues for this, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we go to the bank, Ya Allah, there's money there. Ya Allah, when we go to the mitai shop, Ya Allah, we know there's mitai there. Ya Allah, we go to the bakery, we'll get, Ya Allah, we get baking there. Ya Allah, we've come to Baytullah, the house of Allah. Ya Allah, we've come to look for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open your treasury for us. Ya Allah, open your khazana for us. Ya Allah, open your muhabbat for us. Ya Allah, we beg of you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if tonight you don't make the decision of our hidayah, O my Allah, then when is it going to happen? Ya Allah, when is it going to happen? Ya Allah, how much more is going to cry? Ya Allah, how much more are we going to cry? What more are we going to cry? Ya Allah, be dead. Ya Allah, be dead. Ya Allah, give us something. Ya Allah, we have pickets. Ya Allah, they're big outside the Muslim who won't leave us. Ya Allah, he pulled out our court. He come through the car door. He locked the window. Give me something, boss. Give me something for the night. Ya Allah, you are our boss. Ya Allah, give us something. Ya Allah, give us something. Ya Allah, how he'll make his feast. I haven't eaten for the day. Just buy me something to pass the night. Oh, Ya Allah. Give us something to pass our life. Give us something to pass our life. Oh, my Allah, when you drive the car away, Ya Allah, he still looks at the back of the car. They possibly will return to give him something. Oh my Allah, he's begging and he's waiting. Ya Allah, he's so persistent. Oh my Allah, we have become so hard, we can't even ask you. Ya Allah, we have no feeling in the heart. Oh my Allah, give us understanding, Ya Allah. Open our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts and the tears flow in regret. Oh my Allah, how many years we have carried on like this, running away from you. Ya Allah, we have run so far away, Oh my Allah. We have run so far away, Oh my Allah. But then to the son who runs away from home. That son who runs away from home,
Ya Allah, the mother cries, when my son will return. The father got upset and kicked him out. The mother will still cry, after all, he's still my son. He's still my son. He's still my son. When will he come back? The mother cries and she cries. The son is involved in a drug addiction. Ya Allah, she'll put him in the rehab. But every night she'll cry. After all, he's still my son. He still belongs to me. I still want food he likes, so to prepare for him. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the day the son phones the mother and says, Ma, I'm coming home today. Ma, I'm coming home today. Ma, I'm coming home today. Ya Allah, the mother forgets all obedient sons and children. She will make the best food for him. She will decorate the house. She will clean the house. Today my son is returning. Ya Allah, she will hear every ring of the bell and she will run. Her heart will skip a beat that my son is coming home today. No matter what he did to his mother, how much he hurt her, what he must have told her. But then too, he's still the son of that mother. How will she wait for him? And finally, oh my Allah, when he will come, she'll forget everyone in the house. And my son has come. She'll open the door. And how her heart will jump. Allah, she'll embrace him. Oh my Allah, you love us more than our mothers love us. Oh my Allah. Allah, we have come back to you. Allah, we have come back to you. Oh my Allah, we have come back to you. Allah, we are knocking your door, my Allah. We are knocking your door, my Allah. Allah, hamdari ummati. Ya the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we are coming. We are returning today back to you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, the mother waits and she's making dua. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a dua for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tears he shed for this ummah to come into wujud. Ya Allah, we forgot the lesson of Muhabbat. We forgot the lesson of Badr and Uhud. Ya Allah, sahaba ikram laid their lives down in Badr. Ya Allah, what they must have had in their hearts that this ummah has to be made. Ya Allah, only 313 of them, oh my Allah. 1,000 kuffar, oh my Allah. What they must have carried in their hearts. They knew there's possibly no going back to Medina Munawwara. They were and children waiting for them, what will happen to them. But Ya Allah, the vision they had in their hearts, that today this ummah will be sitting in this masjid, raising their hands and making tawbah. Ya Allah, we have returned to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the door, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the door, decree our jannat for us, my Allah. Decree for our children, my Allah. For our spouses, for our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, how much longer are we going to cry and ask of you? Ya Allah, we know we did wrong, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, Ya Allah. We acknowledge you, my Allah. We know we did wrong. Ya Allah, we close the doors on ourselves, oh my Allah. But then too, you promised, Ya Allah, you promised us, Ud'uni astajib lakum, that call unto me and I will answer you. That call for inni qareeb, that I am close to you, my bandas, I am close to you. Just call from your heart, even whisper that Ya Allah, I am sorry. Ya Allah, I am sorry. Ya Allah, I am sorry. Ya Allah, the little child makes a mistake, the mother shouts him and he says, Ma, I won't do it again. Oh Allah, we won't do it again. We won't do it again. Ya Allah, we won't do it again. Ya Allah, we won't do it again. Ya Allah, you almost said that to us. Ya Allah, you called us, but our ears are deaf. Ya Allah, you told us to look down, but we looked up. Ya Allah, you told us to sit, but we jumped. Ya Allah, we won't do it again. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are sorry. Ya Allah, make us mad. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, take care upon us. Ya Allah, there's nowhere else we can go. Nobody will take us in. Nobody will take us in. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nobody will take us in. Ya Allah, we only have you to ask, to take pity upon us, to become ours, make us yours. Ya Allah, let us in. Ya Allah, let us in, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dog will bark by the door. The dog is hungry. We see the dog is like, keep it quiet. Ya Allah, we are your dogs, oh Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are your dogs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will carry on barking. Ya Allah, we will carry on barking. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know that you will take us in. You will change our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, dil badalne. Ya Allah, dil badalne. Ya Allah, change his hearts now, my Allah. Change it, Ya Allah. Change it, oh my Allah. Please, oh my Allah, change it. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment and sweetness, oh my Allah, taking your beautiful name. Ya Allah, not in music, oh my Allah, not in cinemas, oh my Allah, not in clubs, oh my Allah, not in zina, oh my Allah, not in haram deals, oh my Allah. Give us enjoyment, Ya Allah, taking your name, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, sleeping in your home and serving in your path to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, give us enjoyment, oh my Allah, in the majalis, oh my Allah, and reading salah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, reading Quran, da'wah, oh my Allah. We open your Quran, oh my Allah. Our heart becomes full with your Muhammad and your love, ya Allah. What did you do us in Quran? Ya Allah, give us that understanding, give us that enjoyment, give us that sweetness, oh my Allah. That we want to live for you, ya Allah. We want to die for you, oh my Allah. That you show us, ya Allah, where your ashiqs are and your lovers. Ya Allah, let's go sit by them, oh my Allah. And fill our hearts with your Muhammad and your love. Have yaqeen upon your promises, oh my Allah. And the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, till today, ya Allah, we have abandoned the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, we have made janazas of them, oh my Allah. We have made janazas of the sunnah of that dear Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What shafqat, what love, ya Allah, that ma'asum body went through, ya Allah, in Taif, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in Uhud, his teen became shaheed, he fell to the ground, he was wounded. But then to my ummah is to come into existence. You will read about my qurbani. And ya Allah, you will adopt my way of life. Oh my Allah, what has happened to us? Ya Allah, Western culture has gripped us. Ya Allah, Nasraniyat, Yahudiyat, ya Allah, has taken root in our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we love the way of life. We love how they live and how they eat and how they dress. Ya Allah, we abandoned our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, take us back to Medina Munawwara. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the houses, ya Allah, were vibrating. Ya Allah, with your dhikr, ya Allah, with Quran tilawat, with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, with the love Sahaba ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the love and muhabbat. Ya Allah, we are his ummatis, ya Allah. Oh, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, amal and practice upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, we live by the sunnah. We'll take every sunnah to the corners of the world. Ya Allah, make us tell what's in sunnah, ya Allah. Give us yaqeen, ya Allah. Make us like lions, oh my Allah. Make us firm, give us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us confidence, ya Allah. That we don't feel inferior, ya Allah. That every sunnah, we look for it, no matter where we are. Whatever we're doing, oh my Allah. That we belong to him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to him. And ya Allah, he is ours, oh my Allah. We'll tell the whole world about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, full of our homes and muhabbat and love, oh my Allah. Between husband and wife, ya Allah. Give communication, ya Allah. Give muhabbat, give security, ya Allah. Give understanding, ya Allah, between husband and wife. Let us understand our spouses, ya Allah. That we both be on the same page, oh my Allah. Give us deen in our homes, ya Kareem, ya Aleem. Ya Allah, we have the same decisions for our children to push them in the correct path, oh Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that understanding in our homes, ya Allah. Respect and muhabbat. Make our homes marakis of deen. Make it, ya Allah, hankas of deen, where zikr is made, ya Allah. Ta'lim is taking place, khidmat is taking place, his muhabbat, his love, his tolerance is overlooking. Oh Allah, make our homes, ya Allah. Make it an orchard and a garden of jannat, ya Allah. Give us jannati life. Save us from haram, ya Halim, ya Kareem. Take all the haram from our homes. Give us that understanding, the courage and the guts, ya Allah. That before we sight the moon of Eid, we make the decision that our homes are clean now. There's no more haram in our homes. There's no more haram in our businesses. No more haram in our pockets, in our lives. That now we will divorce everything. Three talaq, we don't need it anymore. We need our Allah. Allah, we need you, Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq to give the talaq to all these haram things in our life, ya Allah. We only need you and you. Ya Allah, give us that understanding. Give our children the jazbah for deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, establish environments in our homes, in our business places, ya Allah, in our masajid, wherever we go, that our iman is intact, ya Allah. Make us five times musalli of the masjid. Ours, our children, our families. Ya Allah, bless our parents, grant them the best of health, give them afiyat if they passed on, ya Allah. Kulli qabarun nuru, ya Allah. Save them, save us from adhabi qabar. Take us with iman. Ya Allah, raise us with iman on the day of Qiyamah. Under the shade of your arsh, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, give us the pleasures of Jannat. And ya Allah, the height of the pleasure of Jannat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when you reveal your beauty to us, so here. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just little products of this world, ya Allah. We love so much the sugar in the cakes and the biscuits, we cannot do without. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the sugar and the honey, oh Allah. How sweet is your love with your mouth. Ya Allah, to sit, ya Allah, and to gaze at your zaat and your countenance, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that pleasure, ya Allah, in the company of Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us an entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us, ya Allah, we live with iman. Ya Allah, leave this world with iman. Ya Allah, save us from kufr, oh my Allah. Save us from bid'at and shirk, oh my Allah. Save us from incorrect beliefs, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us correct aqidah, correct a'mal, that you live as Muslims, you die as Muslims. Muslims. Ya Allah, in those homes, Ya Allah, where there's disputes and there's quarrels, Ya Allah, create muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, when children give them solid deen, Ya homes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us some, Ya Allah, any calamities. Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested. Ya Allah, protect, Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our masajid, Ya Allah, our makatib, Ya Allah, our institutions, our businesses, our homes, our vehicles, our women folk, our children. Ya Allah, keep us in your hifazat, Ya Allah. Keep us in your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, turn our homes into the correct direction, Ya Allah. That you, Ya Allah, that you want your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, accept the month of Ramadan from us. Ya Allah, we know we didn't do anything in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you will look at our shortcomings. Ya Allah, give us the full reward. Ya Allah, give us more because you are Rahim. You are Akramul Akramin. You are the most kind. Ya Allah, give us the full reward of the month of Ramadan. Except all the Huffaz and Taraweeh. Ya Allah, the students of Musalla. Ya Allah, you know the pressure they go through. Ya Allah, reward them. Ya Allah, make the door bakka for them. Oh, Ya Allah, open their hearts. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all of us. Ya Allah, we thank you. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made us Habibs of the Quran. Ya Allah, you gave us ilm. Ya Allah, you gave us iman. Ya Allah, you given us so much to do and ask. Ya Allah, we thank you for all these bounties and ni'mas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your bounties, Ya Allah. Keep us in your ni'mas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, Ya Allah. Make it difficult for us to break your command. Make it easy for us to obey you. Change the conditions around us. Ya Allah, our friends give them hidayat. Our neighbors give hidayat. Our families give hidayat. Ya Allah, our musallis, our friends. Ya Allah, all those that are being kind to us, Ya Allah, you be kind to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whichever way they show kindness to us, muhabbat for us, Ya Allah, you show your rahmat and your mercies upon them. Ya Allah, fill the house with your nur and your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, grant them the best of this world, qabr and akhirat. Ya Kareem, Ya Haleem. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask. Oh, my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect the Muslims around the world. Protect the Haramain Sharifin. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifin. Ya Allah, remove Nasraniyat, Yahudiyat min Jazirat al-Arab. Ya Allah, from the Arabian Peninsula. Clean out all the Kufar culture from there. Bring back, Ya Allah, your commands and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, the moon will be sighted for Eid. Ya Allah, and your ashiks and your lovers, Ya Allah, their hearts will go racing to Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah. The months of Hajj will begin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the moon will be sighted, the months of Hajj will begin. Ya Allah, agar tu ijazat de. Ya Allah, you give permission. Ya Allah, invite us also to your home, Ya Allah, where you invite your international ashiqeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the hajj this year for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, destroy the virus, Ya Allah. Just take it away like nothing happened. Ya Allah, without animation, if we are dead inside. Oh my Allah, full our tanks, Ya Allah. Take us all over and over again. Ya Allah, to cool our hearts, Ya Allah. To sit in the roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, tawfiq, Ya Allah, the ability, Ya Allah, to make one sajda in the mataf, in the hatim. Ya Allah, by zamzam, to make safa marwa sa'i. Oh my Allah, to don the haram and say, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Ya Allah, give us all opportunity, Ya Allah. And this beautiful opportunity is given to Zul Hulayf. Ya Allah, don't they have. And we raise our hands in Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik, la sharika laka Labbaik. Ya Allah, we weren't deserving of it. But Ya Allah, you took us. Ya Allah, take all of us over and over again. To cool our eyes. To cool our hearts. Ya Allah, to sit in the Kaaba Sharif, to raise our hands. Ya Allah, we can cry openly before you. Ya Allah, we know you're listening to us. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's because of the virus of our sins, oh my Allah, the Arabian has closed them. Oh Ya Allah, we are crying today in front of you. Ya Allah, take pity upon us. Ya Allah, we are makhluk, we are weak. Ya Allah, we don't have the sabr and patience. Ya Allah, you know how you made us. Ya Allah, you open the Arabian. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect our makatib, our madaris, our masajid. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, all those duas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. Ya Allah, in his hujra mubarak, in his roof of the ummah. Those nights he spent with his feet swelling up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he cried so much, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and asked, oh Muhammad, why do you cry? Oh Muhammad, why do you cry? Allah is all knowing. Allah said to us, why are you crying, Muhammad? Say to Allah, I'm crying because of my ummah. But I will make partner of the soul, I will be gone. What will happen to them? What will happen to them? Who will take care of them? Who will cry for them? Oh my Allah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes back and he comes back, oh Muhammad, وَلَوْ سَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That your Rabb will give you so much of Muhammad that you'll become happy. You'll become happy, I will give you intercession for them on the day of Qiyamah, that you may intercede for them, that you'll hold their hands, that you'll throw them over the pool Sirat. When it comes to the scales, you will give them, ya Allah, you will give them that one piece of note with one Durood Sharif, one Kalima La Ilaha Illallah. You will say them, Ya Allah. You will be waiting for them at the house of Kothar, my Ummat is coming, my Ummat is coming, my Ummat is coming. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, make us true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring the sunnah in our homes. Ya Allah, give us the dard, the pain that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had in his heart for the ummat. That pain that made him restless. Ya Allah, da'imul fikra, tawirul ahzan. Ya Allah, his gham, Ya Allah, his sorrow for the ummat was for long periods of time. Always in fikr of the ummat. What will happen to them? Little bit it happened, little bit here and there. Eclipse, you will run to the masjid. You will cry for the ummat. Whether it be the place of Arafat, on his qaswa and his camel. Ya Allah, he raises his hands like a beggar. He did not beg for Fatima, Khadija and Aisha, but Ya Allah, he begged for the Ummat. What will happen to this Ummat when I will leave this world? In Mina Arafat, he gave his khubbah. He cried for the Ummat. And Multazam, he cried for the Ummat. At the well of Zamzam, he cried for the Ummat. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the understanding, Ya Allah, who we are. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we should worship you, O my Allah. But the Ummat is of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no Ummat will go into Jannah, no Nabi will go into Jannah until our Habib alayhi salatu wasalam enters, and this ummah goes into Jannah. Ya Allah, you made us a special ummah. Ya Allah, you made us a special ummah because we have a special Nabi. Because we have the most special Nabi. Ya Allah, the night of Mi'raj, oh my Allah, 124,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam waiting in Al-Aqsa. And who is coming tonight? Ya Allah, they were unaware what is happening tonight. They all were gathered, the galaxy of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Every one of them gave the glad tidings to his nation. And when Ahmad will come, then forget about me, believe in him. Ya Allah, they are waiting. Finally, that Habib, that Ma'asum was beautiful, Ya Allah, with his rosy cheeks of his, oh my Allah. That pointed nose, the nur emanating from his teeth, oh my Allah. The beautiful zulfa of his. Ya Allah, his temple Mubarak. Ya Allah, he came with the Baraq, oh my Allah. Unaware what is going to happen. Ya Allah, he walked across into the masjid. They asked one another, who is this? And then Jibreel tells him, this is Ahmad Muhammad, the seal of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Oh Muhammad, lead the namaz. He says, no, I don't wish to. He grabs him by the hand. Oh Muhammad, step forward. You are Imamul Anbiya. Today you will put your stamp that you are the beloved of Allah. You are the Imam of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, the student chose to look at his Mubarak face, oh my Allah. That this is finally the Nabi we give glad tidings about. Today he will put his seal, today he will put his stamp that he is the Imam of all Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And then, oh my Allah, you took our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this most special one, into your darbar, into your court. And Ya Allah, you gave him the gift of salah. Ya Allah, the ummah is left out salah. The ummah is left out salah. They have closed the masajid. Oh my Allah, what do I have done with the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, give us that himmat and that courage, oh my Allah, to establish deen in the world like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants it, oh my Allah. Give our wives the understanding of who we are. Give our children the understanding of who they are. They are Muhammadis. Ya Allah, they belong to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have our own culture, our own style. Ya Allah, we have our own way of life. Give us yaqeen upon it, oh my Allah. Give us yaqeen upon it. Wherever we go in the world, Ya Allah, we don't feel inferior. Ya Allah, we don't need the sports, oh my Allah. We don't need the entertainment, oh my Allah. We don't need the fashion, the style, oh my Allah. We have a perfect role model in our Imam. Ya Allah, in our leader, in the master of Madinatul Munawwara. Ya Allah, we have him as our role model. Ya Allah, give us love. Let us fall in love with him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be talim in our homes, oh my Allah. Eradicate Muhammad and love between spouses, love between brothers and sisters, O my Allah. This understanding, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, between parents, Ya Allah, and the children and the offspring, between siblings, Ya Allah, give us Muhammad and love in the Ummah. Ya Allah, we don't know what to ask, Ya Allah. And how to ask, Ya Allah. Our bodies are weak, Ya Allah. We are tired, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, you don't get tired, Ya Allah, giving us. Ya Allah, you get angry if we don't ask. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask or what to ask. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all the du'as that have been made on this night, wherever they've been made, Ya Allah. At the Haramain Sharifain, in Aqsa, in Gaza, in India, in all the masajids of the world, Ya Allah, give us a shay in all those du'as, Ya Allah. Give us a shay in all those du'as, in all those khatams that have taken place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a shay in it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this du'a be it for the entire Ummah al Qiyamah, making a means of hidayat, except all the wasatis that have come, Ya Allah. They have come with some talab and desire. They have needs in their heart, Ya Allah. You know better than all of us what we need in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you come to our assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us now for our last breath. Ya Allah, to live in your razamandi, to live in your pleasure, Kareem Rahim Allah. Not ever to leave you, my Allah. Get us connected, Ya Allah, to your system of life, Ya Haleem, Ya Kareem. Ya Allah, you make the decision of our hidayat, the decision of our qabr, of our akhirat, of our mahshar, of qiyamat. Ya Allah, save us from haram. Ya Allah, all those in what dire states, Ya Allah. All those that want to get married. All those who don't have children. All those that have disobedient children. Ya Allah, whatever needs they have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you see to their needs, Ya Allah. Whatever it may be, parents are parishan. Children are gone away from their parents. Ya Allah, unite them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the Ummah come back to the Sunnah. Let the Ummah come to the Masjid. Come back to your commands. Ya Allah, it is easy for you to blow the winds of Hidayat. Ya Allah, up to Ya Allah, spread it to my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give the kuffar Hidayat, Ya Allah. Give Jinnat Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America Hidayat. Ya Allah, give New Zealand, Australia Hidayat. South America, North America. Ya Allah, be it Russia, be it China. Ya Allah, be it the Middle East countries, Ya Allah. East Africa, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat. Except the Jamaat that are moving, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of Deen, for the fikr of Hidayat, Ya Kareem, Ya Haleem. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Ya Allah, we ask you to fill and sidqa of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, to accept our broken du'as. Ya Allah, to accept our broken du'as. Ya Allah, to mend our broken hearts. Ya Allah, we don't know in this majma, Ya Allah, who you love, who's crying for love, who's come with qurbani, with broken heart. Ya Allah, there are children in this gathering that are ma'asoob, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have lifted the small hands in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've taken your name. Ya Allah, they've made the dhikr of your beautiful name. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. You accept the little hands in your court. Ya Allah, and you accept us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us also. Ya Allah, they are old people. They are sick people. They are broken people that are here. They are those that have some tamanna in their life. Ya Allah, you know each one of Qurbani has made. He's left his wife behind, his parents behind. Ya Allah, possibly they are listening, Ya Allah. Accept their du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever they have in their hearts, Ya Allah. Make the aspirations dindar also. Ya Allah, for their home, for their children. Ya Allah, put our wives into parda, O my Allah. Give them modesty. Put our daughters into parda. Give them the correct ta'aleem. Bring an Islamic environment in our homes. Bring complete deen in our houses. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. To fill a sidqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the strength tonight, O my Allah, to spend our night in a way that is pleasing to you, and every night of our life, Ya Haleem, Ya Kareem. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we cannot forget, Ya Allah. Give our parents the best of dunya qabr and akhirat, and Ya Allah, all our mashaykh. Ya Allah, all our mashaykh, they taught us the lesson of your Muhammad. Ya Allah, our Hazrat Wala Azaki Makhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh Al-Mu'abd Al-Hamid Sahab, our Asatiza, Ya Allah, the mashaykh that have passed on from this country. Ya Allah, full of Qubur al-Nur. Ya Allah, the taught us deen in Islam. Bin Wayus Padel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Mawliya Harun Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, and all the mashaykh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they sweated, Ya Allah, day and night. They worried about the Ummah. Ya Allah, give them the best of rewards, O my Allah. Raise their ranks, O my Allah. And all ulama we have around us and mashaykh, Ya Allah, preserve them, O my Allah. Grant them good health and afiyah. Give us tawfiq to sit at their feet, Ya Allah, and take as much as we can. Ya Allah, these majalis that they have established, Quraysh in the country, with the Barakat Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhim, all the Mashaykh of the Silsila, grant them all the best of rewards, O oh, May Allah. Raise them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them the full reward for it, Ya Allah. Let this preserve them in. Ya Allah, continue till the day of Qiyamah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Wa Salamun Ala Al Mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ameen.
Brothers are requested, inshallah. The brothers are leaving. The least we can do it is 2 rakat namaz before we leave, inshallah. We know we all are very weak, we are tired. But this 2 rakat namaz, a little bit dua, 10 times zikr, istighfar, tawbah, durud sharif. Then we may leave, inshallah. Or we go home, we can do it. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.